Hello, welcome back to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. My name is Joe, and I'm the GM for this misguided and misfitted adventure. I'm accompanied by my five friends, Nathan.
Hello.
Chris.
Hello.
Elmer.
Hey.
Zach.
Yo.
Marcus.
Hello.
Nathan, I'm going to need a little bit more, some oomph in your voice there.
I think we need a little bit different intro.
You want to switch it up?
I think you need to bring in the energy. Right?
I was totally on there.
Remix.
This is a circus, Joe, and we need more circus street.
Don't call it a remix.
Hello, welcome back.
I want the energy that you would give if you were hosting the state fair.
See, they wouldn't hear my voice because I'd be in the bear outfit.
Bears growl?
I'm so lost.
Or whatever.
They have a bear outfit?
I don't know if Joe has ever actually been to the state fair.
No, you know, the golden bears that are out in the front, you know?
You know
the
statues? Yeah.
You can't get in that.
You want to be in the statue?
No. Joe wants to be frozen in it like Han Solo.
He wants to be like the people in San Francisco, the robot people that pretend to be statues. They have a little whistle thing in their mouth.
Yeah.
Now, when I die, just encase me in one of the bears. Let me live there.
Like, what's the movie? Midsommar.
Oh, yeah. Good, nice spoiler, Zach. Good job. Good job.
What do you mean? What is that? It's not much of a spoiler.
That's a huge spoiler. Oh. That's a huge thing.
It's only a spoiler now that you've said it because I had no clue.
You would never watch it. This is for people who would have watched it. Like, oh, I wouldn't want to see that. And then you say that, and it's like the moment it's like ever like seen. It's like, oh, I understand what happens here. But I don't know, it's just like
we are 26 episodes in. What episode is it going to be?
This is 29. Though this is 30.
Is this 29?
This is 30 or 29. I don't know.
But it matters because we had the episode that we didn't release.
So it's 29.
So is this. Okay, man, so we are 29 episodes in. Mm-hmm. Who's ever listening to this by the 29th episode?
We love you.
For one, I'm in debt to you.
Hello, Navarre.
But I also will apologize for spoiling that movie. But
yes, but for the audience as well, Joe is never going to see that because he doesn't like horror movies.
I don't care for them. Sue me.
I didn't watch it yet.
You'll be here for my lawyers,
but. So instead, I just read the wiki plot summary.
You know, it's already been spoiled. Can you give us a plot analysis?
No.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Did you like the wiki?
It was a good it was a good
read. Did you like the wiki page? It was a good
read. A wiki summary of a movie is like a book, right?
Good wiki authors, and then there's bad wiki authors.
I would say no. How long does it take you to get through a wiki page? 5 minutes? 10 minutes? Definitely not.
Depends on which links you click.
That would make it multiple pages. Then
let's get back on track. let's get back to the nuts and bolts of this.
All right, Marcus. You know what? The last 2 weeks you've been on point, getting us to where we need to be.
We're not here to discuss Midsommar plot.
Nope. Apparently not. That's our other podcast.
See or not? Am I right, Chris? Never mind.
And we're leaving that silent in.
Can you say something, Zach? I'm bad.
He was reading another plot.
Yeah. All right, let's go. I'm ready.
All right. You guys reach level 4 after clearing out the main area, this altar that looks really cool, that looks like the Pokemon in Ruby?
Yeah, Ruby Sapphire.
Groudon. Mm-hmm. So you guys cleared it out, and you guys leveled up. We probably should have cut the banter because we're going to go through a level montage. Yay! Nathan.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
We're going to talk about our levels.
Maybe I don't want to talk about levels until they become relevant.
Exactly.
Can you give the audience a little taste?
No.
Taste them. Taste them in.
Taste the audience.
Here's a taste. My HP increased to 41. There you go.
Hey, nice.
That was the worst kind of taste I could have classified.
That's a good amount of taste.
Well, you didn't even ask me if I want to share it with the class, but so you know the class can suck it.
Oh, how many people are in this class?
30 of us.
About 30. All right, fine. Your HP went up, Chris. Do you want to share with the class?
His HP went down.
Yeah, it went down, actually. I will gladly share with the class.
Nerd.
Basically, for my class, I'm able to turn...
You're the teacher.
I know.
I'm able to turn my innovation weapon into a different type of weapon with different type of modifications. So basically, what I was doing, is I'm going to also be able to shift it into a one-hand item, and I'm going to be shield and melee identify.
Now, can you still trip?
When I'm in the form that everyone knows about.
Okay. All right. So you're a multi-tool.
Multi-tool.
Yeah. Elmer, do you want to share, or do you want to?
Yeah, I guess a little bit. I picked up a skill or a feat that makes me a bit more paladin-like, and I'll just leave it at that.
And a Carmen multi-classing and a paladin.
Not really, but it's paladin-like.
Okay. Zach, did you gain anything cool?
I think the coolest thing that I picked up was two-weapon fighting, a skill feat.
Okay. What are you going to two-weapon fight with?
Yeah, I was about to say, do you have two daggers?
None of your business. That's it. That's all I want to share. I want to sit down.
You don't have to stand up and put in the class anymore. And Marcus, you got anything fun?
The snowflake leveled up, big level up, and I can now do a risky surgery, which does damage but also heals more, and a couple other things. But
does it do damage and heals more? So
it damages first and then
heals. Oh god.
Yeah.
Can you choose to do that or regular, or do you have to do risky?
I could do either.
Okay, because that would suck to kill someone.
Part of the job.
Guess so. All right, like I said, you guys cleared this place out. What was that, Alma?
Nothing.
Okay.
Just laughter. Sorry.
Good laughter. No, you're allowed. It's okay. He cleared out the dungeon. Fidget was tackled by the priest, who ended up breaking his neck on the bottom of the moat, because sometimes DMs just have to end the fight, because it's that time. And it was that time. You guys had it in hand. Fidget's at the bottom of this moat, 30 feet down.
I forgot about that. Fidget.
Yeah?
Are you okay?
Just a little banged up, but, you know, it could be better.
You guys got a rope? Out? Just a thought. I don't know if anybody has a rope. I'm just thinking ahead in case we don't
have. Fortunately, I don't have, you know.
What about your little telekinetic thing? Just
can't telekinetically throw people move. Only object.
That's some.
How long is a bundle of rope? Is it like 20 feet? Or is it 50?
All right, guys. Dude, DM. We'll know this. It took me to Amazon.
I don't know if I actually have rope, or one day I just said I had a rope and we went with
it. I got my rope right here, actually.
Before I climb up the rope, is there anything down here?
Just the priest's body.
And a bunch of wind. Are you trying to search the body?
And the wind. Yes, and the wind.
I'll rifle through his pockets.
There you go.
In this guy's pockets, you find nothing of importance.
Where?
Yeah, he has the same stuff. He also has his like medallion to Gazra is fancier than the other ones. This one's steel and not wood.
Before I make the rope go all the way down, before I lower it all the way, I'm gonna yell at Fidget down there.
Fidget, before I give this to you, can you tell us what's going on with you before we get you out? You've been acting funny.
I don't know what you're talking about. I just, you know, still same old cheery Fidget. Just let me up.
What's my name?
It's, Grimlock, yeah, Grimlock.
Okay.
What's her name? I'm pointing to Anna Carmen.
I can't see. There's too much wind. There's like a lot. I can't see up there. You just gotta lower down the rope.
It's Anna Carmen.
Who the hell said that?
Is it Anna Carmen you're talking about? Is that who you're talking about up there?
Okay, here's the rope. Passed my test.
can I grab it, Joe?
Okay? Lower it.
Yeah, you guys can. You can pull him up.
I wonder if Bartholomew is eating her brain.
It's a good guess.
All right. Yeah. I actually don't climb it up. I just hold on to it and I tug.
What?
Can you guys lift me? I don't know if I can climb my butt up on my own.
Yes.
You're pulling them in.
I do. I am not. I am so fucking tiny and light.
Yeah, but there's also the wind current, and depending on how tiny you are, you might be being blown away.
Yeah, you're doing it right over the bridge, so if you pull her up, the wind might, like, wrap her around the bridge.
Nah, she's fine. All right, we pull her up.
Like you guys are fishing.
All right. Am I out yet, Joe?
Yeah, you're out. You did it, guys.
All right, cool.
You solved my puzzle.
That was a puzzle for
me. Is this another priest right here?
No, that's the person that was getting beat when we came in here.
Fidget pulls out her knife and starts to approach him.
whoa, what are you doing?
I'm finishing the job, right? She like looks at everyone like, we gotta kill them, all the priests, right? That's what we're doing here for, right? They're all evil demon whisperers, so we gotta kill them all, right?
Fidget,
he puts his hands up.
Fidget, I love the bloodthirstiness, but
Nabs is coming up and sees Fidget doing something crazy. I'm like, yeah, do it.
See, Snap agrees with me.
God, Naz.
Fidget, I appreciate the bloodthirstiness, but this person was getting their ass handed to them.
Fidget, if you need some help, let me know.
Sure, Snap, I'll appreciate it.
My name is not Snap, goddammit.
Oh, I'm sorry. The other one. Ass. Yeah, I got it. Okay.
Okay.
Let's go. All right.
I don't know if I could... can help you out now if you can't get my name right.
Okay, all right. I mean,
did he tell you ass?
Yeah. Yes, he did. I don't know why.
You're not gonna fight him after that?
Oh my god.
You know what? I don't know why, but that kind of fits. I think it fits better, in my opinion.
Listen, Anna Carmen, ass, we just gotta...
I'm walking out. Fuck everybody.
Something's wrong with Fidget. Fidget, back up from the man.
Fidget seems fine. She's just got adrenaline pumping in her body right now. She's just ready to go.
I don't know.
Get the knife away from me. Can we do that?
I'm physically, like, holding back Fidget in, like, one hand. Kind of just, like, so she can not run in against
her. That's all you need, Grimlock. Good job. Okay.
So, look, guys, I'm really confused. I thought we were here to kill all the priests, right? Is that our whole job here?
Well, first of all, are you a priest?
I am Herlock. I am the leader here.
Oh, shit. Okay.
We got Grimlock. I'm the
good one. What do you mean the good one? I don't get it. Yeah.
These people here that were using demons to try to cleanse this island. That's not what I wanted. That's not what Gazra would want.
What does she want again? What do you want? What do you want, actually? Forget your god for a second. What do you want? How can you honor yourself?
That's a good question. I haven't had time to think about that in a long time.
Well, maybe you should. Maybe
just a week away. There's another island.
Yeah, that sounds great, but not yet. I feel like everybody else still has some questions for you.
Oh, well, yeah, I just answered your question.
Great. So
clearly, he was at ends with the bad priests because they were torturing him or whatever they were doing.
Yes.
I'm just trying to say, you know, I think we did our job. Sir, what's your name again?
Herlock.
Herlock.
Harlock.
Harlock. So,
Naz rolled
my
dagger.
Oh my god.
On who?
Oh my god. The
priest.
Oh, shit.
Does it hit?
Yeah.
Okay, we would not let Naz come right up behind him.
Hey,
see Naz stab, Fidget stabs.
Joe, what's this guy's AC? 15.
15?
How much is your total, Nate?
My total is 28.
Okay, well, I can't stop that. Yeah. You did.
I was holding him back. He would not be able to.
Yeah, okay. You were being held back, Fidget.
Yeah. I don't think I can allow Fidget's knife attack.
Wait, let's think about this. Grimlock said he was holding me back with one arm and I'm still 5 feet close to the guy.
You think he can't yank you back with your 2 foot long arm? Like real quick.
Hey. All right.
But anyways, back to what I was saying, I was thinking that I was going to pull this out later, but I guess I have to do it now. I'm going to use my feet guardian deflection on Naz's attack. So what that does is if a +2 circumstantial bonus to somebody's AC would negate a critical hit to a normal hit or a hit to a miss, then that bonus is applied. So I'm going to use it on the guy here and make Naz's hit a miss because it's 15 and 15.
How does that work? Like, what happens?
I just fucking deflect it.
Okay.
If it's from a hit to a miss, I deflect it completely. If it's from a crit, making it a crit to a normal hit, then, you know, just normal damage applied.
That's so cool.
Anakar.
Yeah, but they have to be within 5 feet of me. So Naz's attack is done. Doesn't count.
Pretty cool.
So I was,
whoa, what is that? What are you doing?
Snap, help us out here real quick. Snap, please get over here.
Get him, ass, get him.
Takes a step back.
Okay. Obviously, there's been some miscommunication here.
Okay, go ahead. You don't have much time. Elevator pitch. What? Why are you good?
Why should we buy into your business?
Yes.
All right. So, the island's not doing great, right? Drought, famine, all that stuff, right?
Yep. Sawmills are blowing up, right?
That wasn't on the list, but if that's what's happening, even worse. But so these people here, the cultists, the corrupted, they thought it was Aberton. They thought it was the people that was doing this. So they were trying to root out it by bringing demons and awful things and just corrupting the animals and just so they could fight to preserve the land. And I know that's not what's happening. And there's magical orbs. And it sounds crazy, I know, but
the fuck, yeah.
there's towers all around these islands. It's very well known. You would all know this, that there's towers on the islands that were brought up by Aerodin, the god of humanity, and he placed these things here. When he rose these islands out from the sea, he placed the towers there, and these balls were on top of it. And I didn't really know what was going on with them. No one really did. But a couple years ago, the island started to fade. This island started to fade, and I checked on the tower, and the ball doesn't look too good. I was there last week. It's gone to hell. There's these things there that are kind of inhabiting the place. I think you guys would call them troglodytes. A little offensive, but they're called Zolgas. So yeah, there's my elevator.
This is Chris. What the hell?
That's
a really shitty elevator pitch.
I don't know what we're supposed to do. Is this a side
garden? Balls?
Should we leave?
I don't know. We're talking
out of whatever that you were talking about.
So, lore drop in Pathfinder. In this world, Aerodin was the god of humanity. He lived a long time ago, and he mysteriously died. No one knows what happened to him. He just stopped. All of his paladins stopped having power. His clerics stopped having power. He's gone. But before he left, one of his first things he did when he ascended to God was he rose these islands out from the sea. Because what happened was Aerodin was a normal human. He was an Aslanti, one of the last Aslanti. He touched the Starstone, became a god from the Starstone, which was a whole different thing. But he ascended to godhood. He raised these islands up, and he put these...
Is he an island boy?
I'm an island boy.
I'm a just island boy.
That's now canon in our world. Aerodin is an island boy. This will be the first ever island boy crossover to Pathfinder. But it's happened.
We all know this? History
this is art.
Well
this is
you art. Guys would all know this. Everyone would know this.
This is art.
But Snap doesn't know this.
Snap doesn't know this. But Snap's anyone that's lived in a really society big. Would know this.
We all live in a society.
We all live in a society.
We've made this joke too many times.
Stop making it so easy, Joe.
Society is a very common word, guys.
Not anymore. You can't use it anymore.
Yeah, Joe, stop saying it. Come on. What are we, 12?
Come on.
So anyways, these towers, from what you guys, like common people might not know what the towers actually do, but he knows because he's a long-lasting druid that these towers have brought life to the islands from these orbs that are on top of the towers. And recently, in the last few years, the island's been going through droughts, famine, all that stuff. Nothing's growing. And the cultists thought that it was humanity, or not humanity, but, you know, living creatures destroying it and basically being the cause of all this. When in reality, this druid thinks that it's these orbs, this orb in particular, fading out.
So since he told us the information, why would we need it? Why would?
Yeah, is this dude trying to... I'm asking you, Joe. Is this guy going to try to get us to help him? Or, like, is this actually the side quest or main quest? I'm not entirely sure.
What's his value?
Well, he was the leader of this hermitage until they, you know,
went they basically wild. Overthrew him.
I highly suspect he is, so I have two things right now. If he is the leader, he's a pretty shitty leader if all of his followers turn to cultists. Or he's lying to us that he is the cult leader and he's just trying to smooth us over.
Hey,
I think we've hit the point where we could actually roleplay this now that you have the lore. Because that's as much information as you guys would have as just people in this world.
Got it.
Now we can roleplay.
Okay.
Lore dump over.
All right.
We need a word. We need a safe.
That was a steamy word. Dump there, right there.
Yeah. Well,
roll a perceptive roll to see if he's... What is this guy talking about? 22?
He's pretty scared. He's scared because he just saw someone try to stab him. He's scared because he sees a giant dinosaur in front of him. But overall, he seems like he's telling you the truth.
What did he tell us again?
Joe,
say it all over again.
This is what happened.
Okay.
So what do you want us to do about it? What are you saying?
Well, yes. If you're offering...
Hold on. Nobody's offering anything yet.
Yeah.
There's a lot of miscommunication going on.
Yeah, seriously, guy. All right.
If you want to help me... Whoa, what the fuck?
All right, so if you guys could go check on this orb, see if you could fix it, maybe. I can't go back there right now. One, this place is a mess. Gotta fix this place up. And two, I'm just one person. You guys have clearly cleared this place out. Looks like you guys know what you're doing. So maybe you guys can go, be heroes or something.
Okay.
You guys want to clean?
Yeah, are you Dave Grohl? Are you
somebody?
You saying there goes my hero? Hey,
so, but we could just leave. You know, we could just leave.
Sir,
you could do that, but the world. I mean, this island would be doomed.
Yeah, it's just an island.
Who cares?
For you,
we have no emotional attachment to this island at all, or really any purpose.
That's fair. I'm just an old man here.
Just an island boy.
Is this how NPCs feel when we deny their side quests in like RPGs?
No.
But if we do take it on, Joe, like this, there's an orb here on the island that he wants us to check, or do we have to go to like other islands?
It would be on this island.
Is it like in the building, or do we have to like?
No, you'd have to go travel.
It's just the one tower and orb one.
And is this a theory?
There's many towers on all these islands. But this island only has one tower.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I think I've seen it. It's over there somewhere. Grimlock points in a vague direction.
Points at the ground.
Well, we've all seen the towers, but like
actually, you guys would have seen it on your way here.
But like if I mean, who even knows if this is real or not? You know, all the drought and all the water stuff could be happening because, I heard this crazy theory about global warming. You know, that's not, controlled by our own actions. That's not so much magical in a sense. So maybe that could be the cause of all the problems,
Okay, now I think something is wrong with Fidget. What the hell is she talking about?
Somebody kill her.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe we should just leave. We should just leave the island and head on our ways. Go our separate ways. Just wash our hands of it all.
Wait, please, man. Are you saying we should break up too? I don't. Is that what you meant, Fidget?
We're all just.
What does that even mean?
I mean, nothing's really tying us, right? We can just go.
You guys want the room to yourself? This seems like a personal conversation.
No, you stay here.
Okay.
Joe.
No, you don't leave our site.
Tell the priest to answer my question, damn it.
Laser knife.
Zach, what?
What do we get if we fix the orb?
You would get my internal gratitude along with the island's gratitude.
Oh, that ain't shit.
Kill him.
Wait, okay. Grimlock's going to ask Snap.
Snap, I feel like you're the most in tune with the island and nature. And
island boys.
Have you noticed anything, going differently the last couple of years? How old are you, actually? I don't even know.
Two.
I'm four.
He's only known the drought.
I've only known the winter.
Okay, maybe I should ask someone else. Is there anyone else that you know that we could ask about that?
I've been here a while. I could tell you.
Wait, we already heard you ramble.
Could I nature check, Joe, to see if I would notice any decline in...
Definitely you could nature check.
All right. 15.
That's good enough. It's definitely been on the downswing. Like, even, like, the greenest of pastures that you and Snowflake would see, they have been drying out. And, like, the rivers, they're turning more into streams. The streams are turning more into puddles.
Okay. So I'll tell Grimlock that. I'm like, it's true. It's going downhill.
Wow. That really hits home. I really should focus less on work and more on my surroundings, you know, because I didn't even know. Okay.
I mean, I think it's all about perspective, really, you know?
Yeah, I just got to lie down and think about it, you know?
Can I ask you guys a question really fast?
What is it?
Did you guys, see any track of someone called a Bellinelli?
Help!
Yeah, we know Bellinelli.
Leslie.
I honestly don't remember who that is.
Yes.
Wait, was that the little monster thing that I killed?
No.
Bellinelli was like the leader, kind of the buff dude, workout, notches in his bed frame, posters of himself, pee jar.
The pornography guy that the photo guy? Or the the room we went to.
He's the buff guy. Brandon Fraser.
All right.
You guys are leaving me here.
Yeah, we'll see if we help. You know, we'll see. I don't know. We're not really feeling the vibe, you know.
Yeah, well, I could give you some information about the tower.
I stick around. I'm just gonna listen to what he has to say again.
So there's about 12 or so. Last time I saw, there's a Zolgast. They're reptilian creatures. They smell really bad. If you get close to them, you might want to close your nose. It probably won't even help you, but it smells awful.
Mm-hmm.
Last time I talked to Bellinelli, he seemed to be very interested in the tower. But you know, he kind of led this whole revolt here. If you didn't know that, but so if you could send him my regards, and he winks at you, I'd be appreciative.
You want us to tell him hi? I don't get it. What do you think?
If you would, you know, he puts his thumb against his throat. It'd be nice. Well,
what makes you think we do get that kind of stuff?
I just saw you kill two people.
You should be ashamed. Okay, is that it? What else?
It's a priest asking that?
What? You say that's a priest asking, like telling us to kill people?
he's not a priest. I'm just a druid.
Oh.
Oh, there's this dude called Kavnikosh. I don't know how to say his name, but he seems to be the leader leptile thingy.
Catholic Josh.
Kavnikosh.
He's the leader of what?
He seems to be the leader of the Zolgast.
Anna Carmen comes back into the room. Are you guys coming?
Yeah, can you get the brazier, please? Help me carry it back.
Oh, gosh, okay.
Fidget is just going to kind of like poke around the room and just also cast Detect Magic, see if she finds anything interesting, like amongst the stuff.
And Grimlock's not going to leave. Let her be alone with this man, because something's wrong with her.
No, you don't really find anything in here.
Okay. Right. She leaves.
All right. Anything else? Just write us a letter to the Wayward Wonder Circus. Okay. We'll pick it up. All right. Bye.
Boy, I hope you find your dad. All
right. You guys are...
Dad is dead. Thanks, Jack.
You guys are heading home? Where are you guys heading to?
Yeah.
First of all, I'm going to heal just in case something fucking happens. I'm at 12 hit points.
Is it time for a risky surgery?
I'll take it. Fuck it.
All right. 2 points of damage.
No, 2 points of damage. All right. Fuck! Snap! What are you doing?
Oh, shit. That's a lot. Okay.
A lot of damage.
24 points of healing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, thank God. All right. All right. Beautiful.
Is anyone else low?
Okay, yeah, Grimlock lines up behind. Yeah.
I'm talking to Fidget, and I'm saying, Fidget, if you fucking call me ass one more time, I'm going to have to cut you. I also use intimidation. Does it work?
I don't know. Does it work, Joe? Am I intimidated?
Don't you have to, like...
It's your will against DC.
Yeah, I was about to say your will DC.
My will DC? Oh, no. Yeah. No. I don't have to look. It doesn't affect me at all.
Oh, it doesn't affect you?
No. Okay, sure thing. Sure thing, gas.
Do you want regular or spicy?
Give me a spicy, please. Yeah. You would use Bane, that's what they say.
I have to...
5 damage.
Ow.
Oh, shit. Perfect 20. What does that even mean? Can you double critical success?
Double.
Yeah, aren't you supposed to?
Is it normally four and then what? No.
Yeah, doesn't it tell you what happens on a critical success?
This is the 4d8 is what happens. But because of the risky surgery part, it does an extra, it counts as a critical success on a regular success. But wow. What if I get a perfect 20 on this? What
probably is that? Nothing already since you're already doing critical success.
68.
That's whack.
Joe, home rule. If he does a Nash 20 on risky business,
full health.
He can do 68. But if it rolls a natural one on risky business, that's 3d8 of damage.
I would not use that.
I would just save my hero point.
Yeah.
All right, but are we good?
Anything else you want to say to me?
I might have to. We're out here.
We're out here.
Yeah, try me.
What are you guys doing out here?
I cut him.
No, you don't. No.
I cut him back.
Okay, all right. You two need to be separated. You two need to be separated. Here, come here.
Don't you fucking touch me ever again.
Ew, that's gross.
Hold my hand, Fidget. We're leaving.
How come nobody wants to hold my hand?
I tug Fidget's hands like a mother leading a child away. We're leaving.
She's like feral. She's feral. She's swiping again, but you're pulling her away.
Why'd you miss, man?
I don't know. I don't know.
All right, I guess we'll leave.
I'm looking at my hands and my dagger. I'm just like, what's going on?
Anna Carmen, do you speak? No.
No.
Okay. I think for the first time anyone, fidget speaking gnome really rapidly and like really angrily.
I don't know what the hell she's saying, but we just keep
anybody
moving.
Anybody know what she's saying?
Anyway. Nope. Don't know.
I can cast speak with animals.
It might work.
Aren't you guys gnomes?
Racist, Longshang.
Racist goblins.
Well, they're fucking goblins. That's what they are.
Pretty different.
I don't fucking know.
Look at us. Look at our. Look. The color is pretty different.
You guys look ugly.
you look like a Karen. If we're keeping it a buck.
Okay, you're walking back, Joe.
You guys are walking back.
I know. Where's Joe been?
I've been listening.
The entire time, this has been like.
I've just been letting this happen.
Yeah, you guys are fighting each other. It's
like drama, huh?
Did you mark down the damage you took, Zach? I think that was 3 points of damage.
2 points of damage.
2 points of damage. There you go.
Minus one is strength. Oh, yeah.
We can't walk off this PDF anymore. We can't
walk further than the browser allows us, Joe. What are you going to switch?
The world's loading. The world, we have a visual wall because the world's loading.
Oh, so this is that ice wall that the flat earthers are talking about.
So, you guys are back approaching Aberton. It's been a peaceful walk. Don't you move your
thing. Isn't it like a full day, though? Like a half a day, full day? However long it takes?
How long did we say it was?
We had a whole thing. It was like, what, 12 miles or something?
It was 12 miles, so...
Was the orb on the way?
It's like 3
hours. But you guys said you wanted to go home?
Well, yeah. Do we want to go to the orb?
Let's discuss it. We have to discuss it.
On the road.
The tower's on the way. It's... Because you guys went northwest to the Hermitage from Aberton. The tower would be southwest of Aberton, so you just have to go south from where you are.
I mean, Grimlock, you stayed to talk to the guy. What do you think? Is it worth our time?
Yeah, GL.
What did you call me?
You heard him.
GL, short for good-looking.
I mean, I think it's worth it. Kind of snap-backed it up, but I mean... We have to do it right now. I don't know. It feels like we've been doing a lot. My feet are tired, you know?
Yeah, we cleared out the priests and we're done, right? We're back to our own devices, separate ways, yeah?
I mean, we all work at the circus. We have to go back to the circus.
What? the circus, yeah. Of course. How far away is that?
It's a circus, the one on the island, you know? We... do boat tours. We go boat to boat doing circus acts, you know.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
you're the dolphin
rider. Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, how could I forget? Yeah, I love dolphins.
Let's just go to the orb.
He wasn't there for the boat rides, or she wasn't there. Remember, she just got hired about 2 weeks ago.
No, I'm trying to. He's obviously, he doesn't know what he's talking about. I'm trying to trick Fidget into admitting she's lost her mind.
Yeah, Fidget's been acting a little crazy.
Well, it's because you provoked their gas.
God. Gas litter.
Do we know any doctors at the circus?
The professor.
I swear to God!
All right, Fidget, let's go back to our circus. I got a nice person you could talk to. We'll all talk to them, okay? All
right. So the tower isn't worth it, then?
We'll go back later. We can just go home first.
Okay, yeah, sounds good.
I don't trust everyone in our party. Right, Fink?
Wait, what the fuck are you talking about?
I know that fucking goblin gas, right? He's a real piece of shit. Are we sure we can't just, like, leave him in a ditch somewhere?
I can hear you guys. I'm right next to you.
Yeah, if I didn't want you to hear, I would have made sure I wasn't talking so loud.
What's going on with Fidget, guys?
Swear to God, if you come 5 feet within me, I'm going to stab you again.
Okay. Let's just go. I think we should all go back home.
Oh, would you look at this?
Oh, shit.
Who the fuck is that?
Look at this. Look what we found, Victor.
We're not even on the map. Where are we and who is this?
Victor, what? Look who's been wandering around.
What the fuck is going on?
It's the other circus.
Huh?
It's the other circus, I'm guessing.
Oh, God. Probably, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, weirdos. We turn around at who's talking to us. Who is it, Joe?
Yeah, Joe, who's talking to us?
You see, leaning against a tree, Jellico Bounce Bounce, or Jigolo Bounce Bounce, I think that's what we called him. He's picking his teeth with what seems to be a stone tusk. Victor is right next to him, flexing.
Oh, he took a trophy off of Akbu.
Oh, you motherfucker.
That's kind of grimy.
But I don't think I ever showed you a picture of Jellico Bounce Bounce.
I don't know.
Let me do that. Let me just give you a little heads up of what we're talking about here.
Okay. You had the shit.
Any day now.
Oh, no. I know.
There you go.
Oh, what the fuck?
That's not a person.
Okay, that's terrifying.
It was like something out of Twisted Metal.
Oh my God.
That's not a person.
Joe.
That's not a person.
Holy shit.
For the listeners, it's a really creepy clown with Wolverine claws for some reason.
He doesn't have claws. Those are knives he has to tuck between his knuckles.
No, he's Wolverine, I think.
He's not.
Are those heads in his bangs?
Reverse
Wolverine. This is honestly like a clown that you would see at like a haunted house, like that you pay for and then you go get scared. Like, this is fucking metal.
I like how you said you pay for it.
Listen.
Yeah, because only weirdos would fucking pay for it to get their rocks off like that, you know?
Let's just kill him. Let's kill him. That's the solution, right?
Yeah. Well,
yeah, no. Fidget, fucking blast him.
What? Pull that gun.
Shotgun. And then I started blasting.
I'm gonna blast him, Joe.
Right, well, we're gonna roll for initiative.
Can we see ourselves on the map, please?
Refresh. Yes, I put you there, top left.
I think what he needs, Joe, like an actual map, not a zoomed out town map.
Guys, we're giants now.
I don't think we're supposed to be in combat.
Well, I'm blasting him.
What the fuck? Why would you not fight this dude?
Yeah.
I'm thinking because they're from an official circus, and if we kill their members, we might go in a circus war, and who knows?
Circus war!
You weren't there for the first circus war. It was
You don't know what I've been through.
That's why Grimlock's our old head.
Circus war is just so stupid and terrifying.
It would probably be terrifying if everybody looked like that fucking Gigolo Bounce Bounce.
Gigolo's look way better than that.
What's that other thing by them, Joe?
Juggle.
You'll see. Well, I'm almost done.
It's an easy dub. We'll kill them. We'll go back.
Yeah, it's only three of them. There's six of us. Well, seven if you count Bartholomew.
Eight if you count the summoning thing.
The good thing is we're pretty far away from town. We could bury them.
There we go. Somewhere. Oh,
is it a robot? Is it a fucking robot?
Yeah, so robot you see a mechanical carny with big boxing gloves for hands.
What the fuck?
Next to it. But like its springs are like coming out of its chest. Like its wheel is fucked up.
Hang on, picture? This is fucking twisted. Twisted metal, baby. Oh,
is it Victor Volcano, the fire breather?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Context clue.
Victor Von.
Context. All right, so let's get some initiative.
I wonder if this is what was supposed to happen. I know when you're ready, Joe. Oh my god. Oh, just roll initiatives.
Yeah. Second, as I go ahead and do this. Let me try not to have a stroke this time as I put things together. All right, Naz, what do we got?
12.
Snap.
13.
Digit.
9.
Anna Carmen.
Nat 20.
Bus.
Oh, 28. My bad.
That's the difference. Grimlock.
18.
Going last.
All right, let's go ahead and sort this. All right, Digit. What the heck? Why did it do this?
I don't know.
Digit, what'd you get?
A 9.
She did say no. She blasted it first. She blasted him first, so.
Yeah, but.
Say that.
With her blicky.
But Joe wouldn't let me. That's fine.
That's unfortunate.
No.
Snap, you got a 13?
Yeah.
Why is it fucking up so bad?
Can't even see what you're talking about.
The turn order.
Yeah, no, it's only showing that your three got dudes. It doesn't show any of us from
really?
My screen.
Yeah, you can just write it out.
We're in there, but then they got the.
Okay, I think I have it now.
Okay.
That was wild. Oh no, Naz is wrong. Okay, Anna Carmen, you up first.
All right. Are they in? They're not in the tree, are they?
No, they're underneath it.
Underneath the tree. All right. I don't like how this fool is looking. This Gigolo. Fun. Walk up, move up, draw my rapier, and I attack.
Okay.
Oof, boy. 14.
That's going to be a miss.
Ooh. Somebody really listen to videos right now?
Do we want to take bets on who it was?
No, but that was my turn.
That was your whole turn?
I moved, drew my weapon, attacked.
I think we've decided that moving and drawing weapon is the same.
Well, yeah, then I'll go again.
If you do it as you move, like it's the same. It's the same as the
fight. I'll go again. Oof. See, look, I don't know what it is about this fucking RNG. Got a 4 again. 9.
That's going to miss.
Yep.
Alrighty. See, it is Grimlock's turn.
All right. Since I am still pretty low, I'm going to use my new tool. I'm going to change my great axe, transform my item into a it's kind of a hammer-shaped thing, a lot of like movement with the parts, kind of gets a little bigger and broader at the end of it, and I'm able to wield that in one hand. And actually, no, where would I get a shield from? Actually, I can't do that. We haven't really done that.
we don't have. We didn't make a stop yet.
Would you have asked Snap for the one that Snap always carries but never uses?
Oh yeah, for sure.
Size of a dinner plate.
What is it? What kind of
it's just a wooden shield.
Can I use that one?
Yes.
Right, so I have the wooden shield on me. That gives you a +2.
For some reason, I just imagined it like just now. Like he maybe talked about it with Snap a little, but then like we got into fight and like we're like turns his hammer. He's like Snap now.
It's time.
Throws the shield.
But okay, so the transformer weapon, that's 2 actions, and then I'm gonna move.
Move next to me. That'd be beneficial.
The robot.
Oh, all right.
Ah, oh,
I move
machine first, mechanic. Oh, okay.
Damn. I honestly was excited to see what that machine could do.
Well, you're about to see it right now.
Yeah, probably.
And that's my turn.
Okay. Are you gonna raise your shield? Oh no, it's 2 actions to transform. Never mind. It is Gigolo bounce. So, oh, he has things. Okay.
Yeah, we saw the picture.
He's got some fun stuff here. He is gonna flip one of the daggers to be unreverse Wolverine to just be normal Wolverine and try to stab you, Grimlock. He rolls a 27.
Ow. Okay, that's a regular hit.
He does 4 points of piercing damage.
Okay, not bad.
And then he's going to he's gonna step back to watch you bleed.
You cut out. Oh, you heard.
Yeah. Oh, not out of much.
All you heard is watch you bleed.
He says
oh, from the get- it's too
high. Again.
It's too high. Okay. Watch you bleed.
Oh my god.
You can string all those together and we'll get
some. Just say it in a normal voice. What are you trying to say?
I'm gonna watch you bleed.
Oh, okay. Cool.
But do it one more time.
No. Ah. And then he's going to throw. He pulls out of his pocket a bowling pin, and he throws it at you, Anna Carmen.
Okay.
And he rolls a 20.
That doesn't hit.
All right. Damn. So he misses with the bowling pin.
There's bowling world?
Yeah. There's bowling in any world.
Why not a juggling pin? I think that would be make more sense.
I think that's what Joe meant to say.
It says bowling pin. I'm looking at
bullshit,
it.
Bullshit, really?
Oh, never mind.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
How much difference is a bowling pin to a juggling pin?
Dude, that's like comparing fucking mangoes and fucking cats.
Mongos.
Come on.
Cats and cats.
Yeah, so different.
You guys aren't into clown lore. You don't know. Snap, it's your turn.
Okay. So I'll take two steps over here, and I'll heal Grimlock, because... Well, how long has it been since
we left? You guys are on the outskirts of town, so it's been 2 hours.
All right, yeah. Battle medicine. Damn it. It does not succeed.
Does it critically fail?
No. What is a critical failure for?
5.
No. I rolled a 5, but I have like a plus. Well, actually, what is my plus? Let me see.
As long as it's plus 1.
Oh, it's plus 11. It succeeds.
Is it not your standard DC?
I think it goes up. I think it's a 19 now.
What is?
Heal checks are now 19 for you.
Why?
Because it's a standard DC.
Why is it a standard DC?
That's what it says. Well, let me see.
Are you saying because I'm an expert? But that's not required for the 20 DC check?
No, I think as we level up, the standard for a lot of our stuff goes up too. Like my crafting checks for everything, it's now 19 and 18.
Is it a heal check or what's it called?
Well, it's battle medicine, but it's just a treat wounds.
Treat runes, that's what it is. Okay, let's see. Medicine check DC is usually 15. So the GM might adjust it based on the circumstances.
Yes.
So it's 15. Yeah, that just stays the same.
So Mark is going to get better and better.
Yep.
So plus 11. So it ends up passing. Right? Did I roll? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I rolled plus 5. All right, so then it is, what, 2d8? Yeah, 2d8.
Oh, yeah, because so you can choose to do the DC 20.
8 points.
Thank you.
Oh, wait, this dude backed up? That's kind of problematic. So what is the other dude in the tree? He hasn't done anything or said anything, Joe.
Oh, he's just been silently flexing. And he has two torches in his hands. Or not torches, but flame batons.
Interesting. I'll take a sling attack at the boxing glove dude right here. On the right paper. Yeah, 25 to hit.
That's a hit.
1 damage.
All right. 1 damage, it's done.
Is that your turn? That's my turn. Yeah, that's my turn.
Naz.
I'm going to produce flame.
And this tree is very, very dry.
I don't know. The
tree is very, very dry.
Looks good to me.
Alright. Back to 6.
What'd you roll?
3.
Yeah, it's gonna miss. That's your turn?
Yeah.
Alright, it's the mechanical carny's turn. Everyone's favorite. So. It is going to roll up to you, Grimlock, and it's going to release one of its spring-loaded fists as it shoots its punching glove right into your abdomen with a 23.
What's your AC?
20.
Damn, just barely.
All right, it gets through everything and hits me in the abdomen.
All right, it does max damage, 11 points of non-lethal damage.
Jeez. Grimlock was fascinated with the contraption, and then he gets hit.
Lowered his guard.
All right. Oh, and snap. When you hit it with the rock, it seems like it didn't affect it. Like it just bounced off.
Yeah, that happens a lot with my rocks.
Yeah, but this one even more. Like it's super bounced off. And then it's going to lean over to you, Naz, and it's going to try to headbutt you. Is a 16 hit?
No.
All right, so it just misses you with its headbutt, and that is its turn. It's time for Victor the Volcano's turn. Victor, holding two fire batons, or flame baton, is going to move up, 1, 2, and he is going to suck in the flame of one of the fire batons and release a gout of fire as he fire breeze over Grimlock, Anna Carmen, and Snap. I'm going to need a reflex save.
Oh, shit. damn. Well, actually, that's not that bad.
All right, Anna Carmen, what you get?
I rolled a 6 plus 12,
18. All right. Snap, what'd you get?
25.
Oh, shit. And Grimlock, what'd you get?
15, but I have hot resist.
Ooh.
Well, we'll find out. So the DC was 19. So Anna Carmen, you're going to get hit for full damage along with Grimlock.
I'm not going to hero roll.
All right. So it's 3d6 of fire damage.
I'm a hero roll.
Go ahead.
Wait, everybody takes that or I take half?
You're going to take half.
You're going to take half, but I'm going to reroll. These hero rolls do not work out for me. I rolled a nat 1.
And because it's a hero roll, you have to take it.
So 13.
But it brings you down to a worse critical failure because you rolled a 1. So you're going to take double this damage.
Why'd I listen?
Barbecue chicken. Right?
Why'd I fucking listen?
R.I.P.
18. I rolled
9 points. So 9 points to you, Grimlock. 18 to you, Anna Carmen. Jesus and
Christ.
3. Oh, wait. 9. 4 points to you, Snap.
I'll take 3.
You'll take 3?
Sure? Oh, my God.
Are you down?
I am charred. No, but I'm charred.
That's it. That's his turn. I'm going to roll a D4. See how many rounds. He gets that back in 3 rounds. He'll probably be dead. Fidget!
Well, you know, she said she was going to blast him. She's blasting him.
Everyone's in your way.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
No, for some reason, I thought you were going to color spray the entire party.
No. She's going to do her new patented, spell, telekinetic assault. Fingers in a cut-like motion. All her fingertips pointing, with her thumbs almost touching as this greenish energy kind of appears in her palm of her hands. And kind of like she sustains it as all the rocks and branches, any little thing left in this 10-foot burst here. Oh man, there's more. But like here. Bum, 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 bum. Basically,
so all of them.
All of them. And my friends are out of reach of it. So yeah. So they all got to make dex saves.
Okay.
As they get pummeled by anything that's just not tied down or like right. anything unattended.
Let's see. Dex save.
A basic reflex save. Yeah.
A reflex save. All right. Jiggler bounce rolled a natural 20 for a 29.
Of course he did. Of course this motherfucker did.
Victor the Volcano rolled a 18.
Failed.
And the Mechanical Carny. That's a high reflex. Rolled a 20.
He meets it, so he saves too.
Okay.
So Victor takes the full 2d10, so 16.
Ouch. Wow.
And the others take 8 points damage.
That's all pretty right. Fucking good, dude.
Yep. And I'm going to sustain it. So I'm not going to move. So yeah, it's my turn.
You can sustain that?
Yeah. So every round is just going
to
go on.
All right. Again, the objects seem to not be hurting the carny that much, but it is. This one did do a little dent. You said 8 points, right?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, half 16.
All right. A little bit.
I fucking hate clowns.
All right. It's Anna Carmen's turn. All
right. How many fucking things is this guy holding? Like 1, 2 fucking flame things, the guy in front of me?
He has 2 flame batons.
Alright. I'm gonna try to disarm both of them.
Okay.
So they're gonna be 2 separate actions. So I'm just gonna roll 2 athletics checks, 1 for each, and they're gonna go against your reflex DC. So here's the first one. 16 plus 8, that's 24.
Against his reflex DC?
Mm-hmm.
Where is his things? That succeeds. So the cool. First one drops.
Is it a critical success?
Oh, no, it's just a success.
Okay, so then that just means that you take a -2 circumstance penalty to attack with that item.
Okay.
Or any other checks, you know, with that item, essentially. Okay. But you could use an action to, like, reaffirm your grasp to that item.
Okay.
So I'm going to do the next one.
On the same one or
no? On the second one.
Okay.
All right. So 19 plus 8. That's 27.
You are gonna -5 because it does have the attack quality.
All right. Cool.
So it's your second attack, basically.
Cool.
That's still a success.
20. Yeah. So 27 minus 5. 20. 22.
Yes. Still a success, but not a critical.
Cool. Same thing. -2.
So he takes a -2 to hit for both of his attacks.
And I'll just attack him.
Okay. This is a -10.
19 straight up.
That's a hit. Wow. Yeah,
I got +10.
-8 too, though.
It's a -8 because it's that drop.
Oh yeah, -8. Yeah, so 21. Cool. I'm gonna stab this guy. Okay, 5+. All right, 5+2, 7 points of piercing damage.
That's so cool. I feel like you just like slapped both of his hands and stabbed him.
Yep, that's essentially what happened.
All right, so you do some damage, Grimlock.
I assume Grimlock is noticing the robot's not really reacting to this physical damage.
Yes.
Can I, like, perception or crafting check to see what's going on? Is it because he's a robot?
Yeah, you can crafting check.
19 total?
Yeah, you could tell that since he's made out of metal, he probably has some resistances to physical attacks.
Okay.
But you also know that electricity probably isn't his best friend.
Mm-hmm. Don't got none of that. Okay. So I am going to take my first attack on the Victor Volcano with my new light hammer. And it's a 23 total.
That hits.
That is 5 points of damage.
Okay. Bring the hammer down.
Front the hammer down a little bit. And then I'm going to trip the robot.
Okay.
Does the robot have legs?
Robot has wheels.
So then, you just shove it hard enough backwards that it just slips jamming, backwards. I'm jamming those wheels up. Yeah.
That's 22 plus 7. 8x. 30 against you.
42 DC. You succeed. You trip the fucking robot.
Can it even get up?
Yeah. It's just got wheels. No arms, no legs.
Yeah, Joe, what are the mechanisms of its arms? Is it only spring-loaded to punch forward? Because if it is, then it can't fucking get back up.
And I go for attack on the robot with the hammer. And I rolled a 13.
That's going to miss. 14?
Yeah. My hammer, light hammer is agile, so it's 4.
Oh, you still miss. Yeah, sorry. All right. It is Jellicoe Bounce Bounce turn. And I'm not going to do his voice anymore because the mic doesn't pick it up. And it's stupid. He's going to throw a bowling pin at you, Grimlock. 15?
No.
Then he's going to throw another bowling pin at you. 19.
No. AC is 20 now.
Then he's going to throw a dagger at you because he's angry now. And a 12. God, he missed everything.
Grimlock was ducking and diving.
He's the worst.
Dodge, duck, dive, and dodge.
Snap. It's your turn.
How is Anna Carmen looking?
I have
like a Karen?
16 health.
So enough.
Not enough to take another fire hit, I'll tell you that.
Enough for a risky surgery.
Oh, yeah.
Business.
Yeah, baby. Hit me with that.
7 points of fire.
Oh, my God. Oh. Fuck. Snap.
Critical success.
It's always a critical success.
20 points of health.
Oh, Lord. 29, baby. Snap, oh, my goodness.
Snap just fucking shoves his hand in wounds. He's like, I got it. I'll fix you up.
Gotta stop the bleeding.
Oh, my God.
Gotta stop the internal bleeding.
I squeeze your veins. It'll stop.
he stabbed you. Gotta let out the pressure.
Cut me back. I can't see.
And then Snowflake will move in to attack the Victor dude.
Okay.
And miss. 13?
Victor, that's a miss.
Okay. Yeah, and then that's my turn.
Was that Snowflake's first attack?
Yeah.
I can't wait to see what happens. Naz.
Oh,
there seems to be some flanking opportunities.
Joe, you know he doesn't know big words like flank.
Don't fall for it, Zach.
Stop trying to shame him.
That's an AOE area right now.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was like, I'm not going to go in there.
I mean, you could go in, attack, and then leave.
True, you could do that.
That seems like a hero point awarded move.
Move, attack, leave. That's 3 actions right there.
Actually, if you stayed in there, I think that'd be more heroic.
I don't trust Joe.
The fuck?
That's my go-to. Okay, I am just going to stab the dude in front. I'm going to deal with it. Anything right now.
It is flat footed to you.
Gas is so unbothered.
Dude, this guy just can't hit anything.
I'm not gonna be here when Naz loses. Oh shit.
Oh my god.
Nothing's hit.
Let's roll.
Alright, that's my. I don't even want to try a third time. This is my
Fidget. Turn. Fidget lets out a cackle.
I'm going to stab Fidget.
No one's in between you two now. I'm kind of scared. Naz, what'd you roll?
For the I rolled 11 twice. Okay.
So it is the Mechanical Carny's turn. It's going to rotate its arms backwards and then spring
on the ground.
Itself. Yes, I know. Oh, okay. It's going to rotate its arms backwards so it springs its fist against the ground and pops back up.
Back the ground, roll for attack.
And then it's going to attack.
He's breakdancing.
Grimlock with its spring-loaded fist. 15. These guys can't roll.
Nope.
And then he's going to try to headbutt you. A 12.
No.
So stupid.
Beautiful. That's what I like to hear.
It's Victor's turn.
Yeah, what's Victor gonna do?
Victor, can you do something for me, bud? He's gonna try to swing at you with his flaming baton.
Is he gonna try to rearm himself or take a minus two penalty with the baton?
Gonna rearm himself with his baton on his right hand.
Cool.
That's one action. Yep. He's gonna rearm his other one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's another action.
Yeah, and then he's gonna try to hit you because he doesn't like you.
All right, I'm gonna react to that nimble dodge.
You rolled a 12.
Oh, hey! That's 23 now. So, wait, plus your bonuses? Is that fully 12?
A full 12.
Oh, okay. Well, then a critical failure. I get my little attack of opportunity going here.
Do you get that because you used your reaction to uncanny dodge?
So
I believe that's two reactions.
Yeah.
It is. Oh. Does that not work?
That does not work.
Yeah. You weren't ready for it. Elmer broke the game, though. Watch out.
He was about to do it.
I was.
Fidget.
Staying in the spell. All three of them make another basic reflex save.
Oh, I didn't move.
Yeah, I was thinking to myself why you didn't move the fucking clown.
I would say that they're idiots, but the DM's an idiot. Okay.
The red circle is right there. Nathan drew it out.
I understand.
We had the discussion with Zach. Zach didn't want to go in there.
Did y'all not see the circle?
You said what?
Bigelow bounce rolled a 16.
Failure.
Victor rolled a 26, and the carny rolled a 25.
All right, Gigolo is the only one who takes full damage. Everyone else takes half?
Yep.
So five for Gigolo, and then two or three for the other two.
None for the mechanical guy.
So sustained damage is only 1d10, Nate?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
It's still two actions at the sustain. Actually, I think it's only one action.
I think sustain is one action.
Oh, so it was one action, and then with her other two actions, then she's going to cast another spell.
You rolled 2d10s last time for it. Why'd you roll this time?
Well, because for me to sustain it, it's one. When I first activate it, it's two. But for me to keep it up, it's one, yeah. And I'm going to cast another spell. Can I cast a spell as I sustain another spell?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Google.
Sustains a spell is one action. You have at least one spell active with a sustained duration, and you are not fatigued. Choose one spell with a sustained duration. You have an effect. The duration of that spell continues until the end of your next turn. Some spells might have slightly different or expanded effects if you sustain them. If you sustain a spell, action is disrupted. The spell immediately ends. Okay, so I don't see anything that says you can't cast another spell.
Cool. I think the problem is just having like sustain. I mean, yeah. All right, cool. Teleconnect projectile on the clown on fuckface. That's gonna be a hit. That's a 23.
I'll tell you if it's a hit.
It's 23. It's a hit. That's 8 points of damage as she sends a rock flying over. And yeah.
All right. He's looking beat up. Victor's looking beat up. The mechanical carny looks just fine.
I'm literally right now. I am just a fucking cannon. I'm like here sustaining this spell and then shooting shit at you.
You guys. Level 4 is fun. Anna Carmen.
All right.
You want
it? You know what? I'm going to try to intimidate this dude, the gigolo bounce motherfucker. Oof.
Ruh, ruh.
15 ruh, ruh. Plus 8, 23. And I haven't done it in a while, so let me check.
Against the ability DC, I think.
I think so too.
That's a success.
Okay. Sounds right. Good. Yeah, will DC. Yep, we're right. Okay, so I just start yelling at it. Like, who would ever decide to become a clown? Like, that is like the lowest of a low, especially at a circus. You are at the bottom tier of circus folk. Like you were just god awful.
I'd like Naz to roll a will save.
Okay. No, that is fucked up. Oh god. You rolled a nat one.
There'll be consequences. But let's go.
Alright, so I intimidated it. So now it's like demoralized, minus one to like all the checks. Because you're frightened one. And I have a panache point now, so now I'm just going to attack the Victor Volcano guy in front of me. 26.
That's a hit.
Critical?
That's a crit.
Ooh, baby. Alright, 2d6. Alright, 7 plus 4, 11 plus an additional 2. Wait, no. Plus an additional 2 because of my panache point. 13, then I get my deadly D8 dice, 16 points of piercing damage.
So you stab this guy straight through his chest. And human. You just look at him, and he just looks surprised, like just shocked. And you can see past him, and Gigolo Bounce Bounce is like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
He's like, I thought we were just playing.
He's frightened one, too, and then he sees me kill his homie.
Grimlock, it's your turn.
Wait.
Oh, God. It's always you, Hanakarma.
I intimidated, and then I attacked.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to...
Take a step forward?
No. I'm going to, whatchamacallit? I'm going to move over here. Oh. Yeah. All right, and then I end my turn. Situate myself right next to Naz and Grimlock. Take out this robot.
Jellicoe Bounce Bounce is going to move out of the... Oh, yep, it's Grimlock's turn.
Lock, charge him. I'll drop the spell. Charge
him. First, I soaring restoration on myself. So I power up my weapon and start...
Nice threes!
To go, roll my 4d4s, get 12. And then I'm going to move up to him. And
nice.
And trip.
I love it.
Oh my god.
20!
The trip.
There's things that just don't change in this world.
And he falls. And I
cut out.
I tell Fidget, keep the spell going. I can take it.
Oh shit.
I like it.
More!
You got it, bot. Right.
It's his turn. He's gonna spring up. I was just kidding, guys. Like, it's just... I'm sorry. And he starts running.
No. God, no. I want to kill that motherfucker.
He's that fast?
He gets up. He can move.
That ran the hell far.
That was 20, 50 feet. Double move.
He can move 30 feet in one action. So, yeah.
Yeah, 20. He's probably actually across.
Yeah. So actually, this right here, this is an old map, but this is actually water. Okay. There's actually a stream here. He's crossing the stream right now.
Okay.
So he's stuck in the water, like ankle deep.
Oh, he's in the water. He's not on the bridge.
No, there is no log there. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But he's ankle deep in water. It slowed him down.
Okay.
Snap, it's your turn.
Okay. I will have Snowflake go chase him. And so I can do multiple actions with Snowflake if I just keep pumping my actions into her, right?
I believe so, yeah.
All right, so I guess double move to get there. And then I think I can attack 4 times, technically, if I'm using all of my moves.
4 times?
Because you get 2 actions for every command, and then I still have 2 more actions left because I already used it one.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean... Sure, I guess so. I don't know what the next minus is after 10. 15?
No, just it goes back to 0.
It does not. Does it really?
I don't know.
I think it would with haste, but it's not hasted.
Okay, so you want me just to do 3? Or yeah. Have it just do 3?
Let's just do 3, and then we'll find out later.
Alright, so for the first one, that one. For the second one, and also I'm using the talons, and they're also agile. So okay. That's a 25 minus what, 4?
Yeah.
So 21?
That's a hit.
Alright, and now Fidget's been buffed, or not Fidget, Snowflake's been buffed, so 2d6 for this one, 5 damage.
Is it plus anything?
Oh, 3.
So 8?
8 damage, yeah.
Damn.
And then one more attack, 26 plus, or minus, what is the minus second?
Eight. Minus 8.
Minus 18. 8. 18. Does that hit?
That's a hit.
5 damage.
Alright, so, Bellico Bounce Bounce is starting to run away, but then the dinosaur catches up and nips at its legs, and he's like, stop, get him off, fuck, I'm sorry. And he's crawling now. He's crawling away from the dinosaur. Nah, it's a church
one. Yeah,
there's no way.
Yeah, there's literally nothing. I'll just
That's 55 feet. Your move speed should be like 30. That's 2 25. Actions.
He's a goblin. No, it's 25. Throw your
arrow.
Ooh.
Throw your arrow.
I have a magical arrow.
No way, do you?
Yeah.
What's it do?
Yeah, you don't have a bow or
anything. Yeah, I was about to say, you can't properly utilize it without a bow. But what's it do?
Throw it. Oh, I didn't write the...
Oh my god.
No, we have it. We have it down here.
Is it in the Discord?
Yeah, it's in the notes. I saw it. It's, I saw it.
What are you asking? What the bolt did?
Yeah.
It makes a 50 foot rubber.
It's a climbing bolt.
Yeah. Oh yeah, climbing bolt. It's nothing. It's used to help you climb.
Never mind. I'll just hold my turn.
All right, it's the carny's turn. He's gonna just unload his punching bags into you. 29 against you, Naz.
Oh my god, what the fuck? Why? I was zoomed out so fucking far. What? God damn it! What the fuck?
Are you telling me this entire time you didn't see what was going on the map?
No. I was zoomed out to see where the Gigolo bounce house was going. That I totally just forgot that there's this dude.
Wait. Zach didn't even take a turn.
He said he was gonna hold his turn.
Hold him. Because I forgot about this dude that was in front of me. Can I?
I'll let you go.
Okay. Cool. Awesome.
I'm keeping that roll though.
Wow.
It's not against you if you move.
What if he's dead after I stab him? Oh my god.
Zach just bite it.
-1, buddy.
I think Chris meant -1.
Yeah.
Might as well. -1.
Can you roll a -1?
Oh, I mean, yeah. If Fidget ever rolls a 1?
No, it's just a 1.
No, it would be a 0.
It's always a minimum of 1.
It would be a 0 for a strength check, though.
No, but it's always... There's no zeros in these games. It's always just the minimum.
Damn, all right, my bad.
Naz is a 0.
Aridin's an island boy, so there could be a 0.
What?
All right, Joe, come on. Or Zach, let's go.
It's not me!
Come on, Zach, let's keep going.
I'm very defeated tonight. Oh!
That's 19.
That's a hit.
Cool. 4 damage. Is he flat-footed?
3 damage.
You do 1 point of damage to him.
Is he flat-footed?
He's not. No.
Wait, he does 1 point of damage to him?
Yes.
This thing has been taking reduced damage for all physical attacks.
Oh, that's fucking... I didn't even realize.
All right.
Is that it, Ness?
One more time. Dagger, baby.
Oh, there you go. Shit. 17.
17.
That's a hit.
Wow.
Dagger is also agile. You should
check
that down.
Oh, yeah. 19.
Still a hit.
Is he dead?
12 points of damage. Well, 9 points of damage.
What?
What? 9 points of
damage. Because you've been reducing damage. You reduced it by 3.
It's not a crit.
You're right.
He still did 4 points of damage. Yeah, 4 points of damage this round.
Fidget drops this spell, so there's no more things. So all the rocks, the stones, and the branches, they all just fall to the ground.
Grimlock's displeasure.
She doesn't even move. She doesn't even move. She just kind of like makes her. She makes the finger gun motions again with her middle and her index finger pointed out, thumbs out. And she kind of points to the sky and just goes, "You should have stayed in your lane, clown." And magic missiles, all 3 of them on Jiggle Bounce Bounce.
Oh, shit. Oh,
my God. This fidget becomes so...
This is amazing. I love this fidget.
And magic missiles, 120-foot range, so you're still well within reach of me.
Oh, I love it.
Holy, I don't have to move.
You should have stayed in your lane, clown.
That's 10 points of damage. 10 points of force damage as the green darts just kind of launch into the air and then fucking at high speed dive straight into this fucking clown's back.
And the clown... And he just stops moving.
Is it dead?
Yeah, he's dead.
We'll make sure to check later.
Cool.
The robot shuts down. There's no master.
The awesome thing about Pathfinder 2 is you can just hand wave battles after this. You guys would take care of this mechanical carny. But I'm going to give you guys the option if you want to kill it, or what would you do with it?
Maybe, I want to depower it and take it back to camp.
Yeah!
I was just about to say Grimlock robot might want to like tinker friend. With it.
Robot friend!
Alright, we're going to pan out as Grimlock slowly turns this thing off, and you guys walk back to camp.
It's in my backpack like C-3PO.
Megazord incoming.
Joe, that might have been a mistake.
Actually, before everyone leaves...
Are we done?
Fidget's doing something.
Fidget's gonna just address the group and be like, is this how it normally is? You guys keep fighting things and keep getting into trouble like this?
I mean, there isn't... I don't know necessarily if we could have evaded this one. That clown has been after us for a while.
No, the things are after you. Because at this point, I think I'm just going to come out and say it.
Okay.
She kind of clears her throat and goes, okay, so here's the thing. Fidget's dead. And she's never coming back.
What?
We'll see you next week. Hey, y'all. Thanks for listening to another week of the Makers Misfits podcast. You can catch us on Twitter at Makers Misfits, on Instagram, Makers Misfits. We even have a Gmail, makersmisfits@gmail.com. Please tell your friends, tell your coworkers, the person next to you, the person sitting across the hall from you. Tell them to listen to our podcast. Like, rate, review, subscribe, pray, whatever you need to do. Help us get our voices heard. Have a good week, y'all.